Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to today's show. Today's object takes us on an interesting adventure between the worlds of the supernatural and the real, and what happens when these two worlds collide. The object I'm talking about today is the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe that currently resides in the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The site of this image is the most visited Catholic pilgrimage in the world, clearly demonstrating the popularity behind this mystical image. The object itself is measured to be 6.5 feet by 3.5 feet, but its significance to Mexico and Catholicism is immeasurable. The main person in the image is the Mother Mary, or the Virgin. Her eyes are almost closed and her hands are together as if she was praying. She's wearing a gold dress with flowers on it, and there's a sash tied around it to hold the entire dress together, and her sleeves are also cuffed with white fur. She is covered in a blue and green cloak that has 48 stars on it. Below her is an angel holding the moon, which she stands on. She also has sun rays emanating out away from her body, and there is a cloud surrounding the entire image. Now, let us focus on the fascinating story behind this image. According to the myth, on December 9th, 1531, an Aztec named Juan Diego saw the spirit of the Virgin Mary at Tapiac Hill. She spoke to him, asking him to build a church for her on top of the hill. Diego immediately went to the Archbishop of Mexico City to tell him of the sighting. However, the Archbishop did not believe Juan Diego right away and asked him to return to the hill and ask the Virgin Mary to give a sign to prove her identity. A couple days later, Juan Diego's gravely sick uncle was suddenly cured. Taking this to be the sign that this really was the Virgin Mary, Juan Diego returned to the hill to see her. Once he got there, the Virgin Mary instructed him to gather flowers for her. Although December is late for flowers to grow, he found Castilian roses, flowers that aren't even native to Mexico. When he returned the flowers to her, she arranged them in his cloak and told him to go back to the Archbishop. When Juan Diego returned to the Archbishop on December 12th, the flowers fell to the floor and the image of the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared on the fabric of the cloak. Taking this to be a sign of the will of the Blessed Mary, the church was then constructed. Not only is the origin of the image, according to this story, supernatural, but symbols on the painting and events surrounding the painting add to the idea of divine intervention. Roman Catholic sources state that the stars on the cloak the Virgin is wearing show constellations that were in the sky at the time the apparition appeared on the cloak, which was 10:30 a.m. on December 12, 1531. They also argue that in the eyes of the Virgin, you can see images of all the witnesses present when the image was revealed. Further studies demonstrate that the pigments used on the image were from no known source available at the time the painting was created, and that the painting had been completed in one step with no sketches or corrections. The biggest source of evidence they have for showing how miraculous this image is the fact that it has kept its form for almost 500 years. It has not degraded over time and even survived a bombing on November 14, 1921, that damaged the altar below it, but not the image itself. In the eyes of the Catholic Church and its followers, this image shows us divine intervention is possible. While the myth behind this image is entertaining and exciting, there is a factual history that gives some insight into how this object more likely came to be. After the Spanish conquest, the Spaniards destroyed the temple of the mother goddess of the Aztecs, Tonantzin. On this site, in order to facilitate the conversion of the Indians, they built a church and dedicated it to the Virgin Mary, or the mother goddess of the Catholic Church. While the church today argues that it was created supernaturally, modern-day scholars and Franciscan priests back in the 1500s have pointed to the fact that the painting was probably created by a native artist and that Juan Diego, the person that apparently saw the apparition, did not even exist. Multiple studies of the image have also been completed to refute these studies of the church. These studies have found that the cloak was primed and there was visible brushwork showing that the painting was clearly sketched. Studies have also found that it was made from materials readily available in the 1500s, and while it is still in exceptional condition, it has deteriorated over time. While these ideas contradict the idea of the image being a miracle, there is still a majority of people that believe in the power of the image and that the image still manages to have religious and cultural significance. This image is important for its religious and cultural aspects. Whether created through divine intervention or as a product of the Spanish conquest, this image demonstrates the efforts of the Catholic priests to convert the Aztecs to Catholicism. The image of Guadalupe was used to relate the Catholic religion to the Aztecs in a way that they could understand. The Virgin is not only supposed to draw similarities to Tonantzin, their mother goddess, but contains symbols from the Aztec religion. For instance, the colors of the cloak were reserved for the divine couple of the Aztec religion. This image shows the meshing and mixing of two religions after initial contact between the Spaniards and the Aztecs to create harmony within the empire and resolve conflict between the Aztecs and the Spaniards. Culturally, this image has come to be a symbol of Mexico. For example, Father Miguel Hidalgo, leader of the Mexican War of Independence, led his army with flags marked with the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, making this image symbolize Mexican unity. It's been argued that this image is the common denominator that unites all Mexicans. Culturally, this image has come to symbolize an entire nation. This image and the myth, whether true or not, that surrounds it, have come to be very powerful symbols in the world. Originally, this image was a symbol of conversion, used to help Aztecs forget their pagan ways and worship Catholicism. Today, it has become a symbol of nationalism for Mexicans, uniting them in their common belief of their history. What was once a symbol of submission has now become a symbol of power. This concludes my broadcast for today. Be sure to tune in next time.